The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radioonemy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, kiddies, it's time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we try to stump each other with questions and see if we can answer each other's questions, get some rock trivia out there. So, Mark, you ready to go?
I am ready, sir.
All right. Question number one for you. Pretty easy one, softball to start with. Can you name the original members of Enough's Enough?
Let's see, there's Donnie V on vocals, Chips Enough on bass, Vicky Fox on drums, and Derek Frigo on guitar.
That is correct.
Hey, bonus question, Danny. Oh. Derek Frigo was in another band before that. You know the name of the band?
Oh, rat.
Band called Lamaze.
Lamaze.
Lamaze, yeah. Hmm. No, I know. Nobody ever heard of them.
Yeah.
Two albums, one good song.
And then he was in Enough's Enough with a lot of good songs.
All right, sir. You ready for your question?
Yep.
What was the name of AC/DC's first single ever, and Dave Evans was on vocals? Can you name the song? And that song was later re-recorded by Bon Scott and on the High Voltage album.
I'm going to say, Let There Be Rock.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It was Can I Sit Next to You, Girl.
I don't know what that song is.
You haven't heard that album in a while, I guess.
Not in a long time, no.
Oh, do you know who's singing for AC/DC in these upcoming 10 dates?
I cannot believe it, but what I've heard is Axl Rose.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It hasn't been officially announced yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
I've been watching social media and seeing that it looks like it's going to happen, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I just watched a YouTube video of Axl doing was it Whole Lotta Rosie with Guns N' Roses, so he sounded okay.
It's Axl Rose. I mean, what do you...
Yeah, I thought I'd hear Mark Sturacci do it, but it's not going to happen. Nobody knows who he is besides us.
Right, exactly. Man, that'd be a change in payday.
Yeah, it would.
From Crocus to AC/DC.
Just a little bit.
All right, question number two for you. Who was the second guitar player in Racer X beside Paul Gilbert?
Oh, was it Bruce Boulay?
That is correct. And when I saw Paul Gilbert on the G3 tour, Bruce was playing with him in his backing band.
Yeah, I got to see Racer X live, and I remember the second guitar player just being just as good as Paul Gilbert.
Oh, he was phenomenal. I was like, damn, these guys rip.
Yeah, who is this guy?
What the hell? So I went and looked it up after the G3. He introduced him as Bruce Boulay from his previous band, Racer X. So I thought that was cool.
All right, cool. All right, question number two for you. Doro was the lead singer of what German band in the 1980s?
Was that Warlock?
Correct.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
He's on a roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm one in a row.
It's better than zero.
That's true. All right, here's another softball one for you. What is the name of Iron Maiden's airplane?
Ed Force One.
That is correct. Did you follow what happened to it?
Yeah, I guess they had a little accident.
Yeah, I think it was in Argentina. They were towing the plane to get serviced, and the coupling broke between the machine or the cart carrying the plane and the wheel. And so it ran into a bunch of equipment, cracked the underbelly, and ruined two engines. So they had to fly them in. They replaced it by record time, and they're back on the plane. They flew it from Brazil to New York just a couple days ago.
I guess they're going to play a couple extra shows to pay for that, huh?
My guess is the Argentina airport paid for that.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually own that plane. They might be just renting it, though.
No, they lease it. Yeah, they lease it from a company in Europe.
Okay. All right, question number three for you. All right, John Corabi, Marco Mendoza, and Doug Aldrich are all currently in a band together. Name the band.
Oh, man. It wouldn't be Rat, would it?
It would not. You want a hint?
Yeah.
All right, recently, two members of the current Guns N' Roses left this group.
That doesn't help. I don't know.
It's the Dead Daisies.
Oh, jeez. Is John Corabi singing?
John Corabi is on lead vocals. He sung lead on their last album.
Nice.
And Doug Aldrin's just rejoined because the guitar player from the Daisies is now in Guns N' Roses. And has been for some time.
All right.
And his name escapes me right now. I'm drawing a total blank. I can see his face. He also played Thin Lizzy.
Oh, jeez.
Good gigs, huh?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
He's got a big nose. It'll come to me eventually.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be in the middle of some other question. Oh, let's move it.
All right. Now we got to pick a song.
Oh, man. Why don't we do something off the first Enough's Enough?
We can do that.
How about Fly High, Michelle?
Let's do that on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Nice. We'll be right back.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
All right, people out there, we came up with a new bit. We're going to call it Versus, and we'll try it out, see if it works. If it works, we'll continue to doing it. If it completely sucks and bombs, we'll never do it again.
Ever.
All right, yes, right. And basically the gist of this bit is we're going to give you a couple songs. I mean, some of them are the same songs. Some of them are some song titles that we're going to compare them. We're going to talk about them and rank them 1 through 3 or 1 through 2 or how many we do. And just give our opinions, and then we'll pick a song to play. All right. And this for this first episode, the song I picked was the song Hide Your Heart, which was written by Paul Stanley, Holly Knight, and Desmond Child. But it was recorded by like 5 different artists. But we picked 3 of them, and we're going to give you a piece of each one of them. So the first one we're going to play here is by Kiss. All right, that was Kiss. That's their version of Hide Your Heart. And the second one is by Ace Frehley. And in the final version we picked is from Molly Hatchet. The ride was over, but the story doesn't end. He took her heart. She looked him in the eye and said they couldn't meet again. You can see the trouble start. The word went out that Rose is messing with someone. The talk was on the street. Tito looked for Johnny with a vengeance and a gun. All right, and that was Molly Hatchet with their version of Hide Your Heart. Same song, done by 3 artists, and we're going to rank them worst to best. And Danny, you want to start this off?
Yeah, sure. I'll
rank these songs.
Yeah, I've really only heard much on the Kiss version, but when you listen to the other versions, you think, wow, that's interesting. But the worst, I think, would be the Molly Hatchet version, just because it's not Molly Hatchet at all. I mean, you got the keyboards in there. It's just, you know, to me, Molly Hatchet is, yeah, the hard rock and southern rock that it's flirting with disaster, that kind of stuff. And Hide Your Heart is just not Molly Hatchet at all. My next one would be the Kiss version. After you listen.
Really?
Yeah. After you listen to the Ace Frehley, the Kiss version seems so tight and just too tight. You know, you can be too tight and rigid in with your song, and you know, Ace just seems to have a little bit more space in his song, and it's
no pun intended.
Yeah. I do like Paul Stanley's vocals better than Ace's, of course, but just the song overall, I like Ace's version better.
Wow, so Ace Frehley is number one for you in Hide Your Heart. That is surprising.
Yep, there you go.
All right, the number 3 one, I think it was the absolute worst. I have to agree with you. Molly Hatchet's version. I mean, yeah, they were trying to be a pop band with that, trying to get a hit single with it. No, that it blows goats. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I want to hear Flirting with Disaster and Whiskey Man, Don't You Play That Jam Too Long. You know,
that's right.
Molly Hatchet. I want Southern Fried Rock when I hear them, not this version of the song. Yikes. All right, the middle one, I said it was Ace Frehley's version. Yeah, the vocals aren't as good. And when he said, when Ace tries to sing, do, sounds terrible. I can't get past that.
Yeah,
I actually hate his version of this.
Oh man, wow.
It doesn't work. And my number one, the song I think is the best is the Kiss version. I think Paul's vocals make it. I mean, the song is kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it's certainly not my favorite Kiss song, or even close.
No,
it probably wouldn't be my favorite on the album.
Hey, you people out there should be happy that we're not playing the Bonnie Tyler version of this song.
You're welcome.
So, with this little bit we do here, we can choose any. It doesn't have to be the best version. It could be the worst version. So, out of the three ones, what do you think we want to torture or torture the people with, or just?
Well, I definitely don't think we ought to go with the Molly Hatchet because it's just a terrible version. I would say go with the Ace version and see what people think about his doo doo doos. People have heard the Kiss version, so it's kind of a hit for them. So
yeah, so let's do this. Let's play Ace Frehley's version of Hide Your Heart
on the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Hide your heart.
Hard Rockin' Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit teepublic.com and search the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, children, it's time for another episode of Who the Hell Is This, where we separate a obscure band or not very well-known band into four segments, and Mark has to guess who this band is. You ready, Mark?
Yeah, let's play track one.
Mark, you think you know this one?
I think I know this one because I just heard this 2 days ago when I was listening to their live album. This is Goddard.
That is correct. Song is Bang. Awesome, awesome song. That's the whole album's awesome.
Did you have you heard the live album yet?
I heard like the first four or five songs on it. I thought about putting that in there, but then thought, now do the studio version.
The new lead singer is almost as good as the old one. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. I like this band a lot. I wish they toured more in the U.S.
They're actually playing Monsters of Rock cruise, the East Coast version. There's a lot of good bands on the East Coast version.
Really?
More European bands like Halloween and Goddard is playing there, and Goddard never plays here.
Wow.
But, the West Coast has got your typical West Coast bands that we see all the time.
Yeah.
Well, if you got an extra $1,000 or whatever it is.
It's funny, every one of their 11 studio albums has reached number one in Switzerland.
Yeah, they're huge there.
You gotta be huge.
How many albums you got by them? I have a couple.
I think I have like two or three. I think the most recent ones.
All right, if I track something down,
yeah,
I'll send it your way.
Nice. I love it.
All right. So, you know what? Let's play Bang by Goddard
on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Is that a pistol in your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me? Bang, bang.
Don't ever think twice.